This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I don't want to steal my colleague Justin Ho's lead here, but China has been supplanted as the number one exporter to the United States. New numbers from the Commerce Department show that imports to the U.S. fell overall last year. China imports down 20% from a year earlier. Here's Justin.
A big reason why trade with China was down last year is that people just aren't buying as many of the kinds of goods that China is known for making.
Computers, cell phones, furniture, desks.
Mary Lovely is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
And so as consumers turn away from them, naturally our imports of those goods from China will fall.
Another reason is that it hasn't exactly been easy to import from China over the last few years. First, there was the trade war that started during the Trump administration. Then supply chains got all congested during the pandemic. Robert Johnson, a professor at the University of Notre Dame, says companies have been rethinking whether trade with China is worth it.
There's been a movement in general towards moving production stages to countries that have more secure access to the U.S. market.
Those include Vietnam, Canada, and Mexico. Last year, the U.S. bought more goods from Mexico than China for the first time in more than 20 years. Johnson says Mexico has been supplying a lot of auto parts and steel, also products that China makes too, including electronics.
The rising importance of Mexico as a source of electronics for the U.S. leads me to believe that that's a symptom of reorienting of consumer electronic supply chains.
That doesn't necessarily mean that China is out of the picture. A recent paper by Harvard and Dartmouth economists found that Chinese companies have been investing more in Mexico and Vietnam. Megan Schoenberger, senior economist with KPMG, says that could be a way for those companies to indirectly send goods to the U.S. market.
Maybe they'll export somewhere else, it'll get assembled in Mexico, or they'll add a portion of it, and then it can be exported to the U.S. without carrying the cost of those tariffs.
Either way, Schoenberger says we shouldn't expect the prices of those goods to come down quickly, even when they're coming from countries with lower trade barriers. That's because moving supply chains around isn't cheap.
It's not as if you can pick up your manufacturing plant and move it somewhere else. That takes time. It costs investment.
And that, Schoenberger says, could put pressure on prices in the short term. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.